Hi, it's Ethan Hayter, and you're listening to Quick Link Podcast.
Welcome back to Quick Link Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news from tarmac track and between the tapes. Today is show 483. It's Thursday, the 28th of April. Five races we'll cover today, with the headline act being day three in Romandie, but other action in Athens, Morbihan, and New Mexico. Happy birthday today to 1966 Tour de France winner Lucien Aymar. Joining him on the podium that year were Jan Janssen and Raymond Poulidor. Happy birthday to yesterday's stage winner at Tour de Gila. More news on that later. That's Christa Dobell-Hycock, who races for EF Education Tipco. Also to Gent Wevelgem and two-time Omloop Het Nieuwsblad winner Willy Wiekmans, and to World and Olympic time trial champion, former hour record holder, and winner of the 2012 Tour de France, Sir Bradley Wiggins. Today, they turn an average of 58 years and 3 months old. Happy birthday, one and all. So before we turn our attention to Switzerland, let's catch up with some minor action at Tour de Bretagne, now on its fourth of 7 days racing across northwestern France. B&B, Arkea and Euskadi, the start list standouts, plus there's development teams from DSM, EF, FDJ, Jumbo, Israel, Lotto and Trinity are there too, amongst others. Yesterday's third stage over a finishing circuit around La Hangel was won by Alex Bourdain of the Swiss Racing Academy, which put him into the GC lead over stage two winner Johan Le Bon. Today, though, saw a third win of the year after taking two stages at Tour de Normandie. That was won in a bunch sprint by Casper Van Uden of DSM Development. The top five are all unchanged on GC. That's Bourdain, he's four clear of Le Bon. Antonio Puppio is at 7, Lars Boven at 14, and Mathis Lebert at 26 seconds. Three stages remain. It all wraps up on Sunday in Lannion. Over to the United States for a rare visit there, and the 2.2 Tour of the Gila, which began yesterday after a two-year break. Torbjörn André Rode of the Yolo test team won on the summit finish to Mogollon, which overlooks Alma and New Mexico. That was yesterday, a killer final 4K at almost 9%. Today, though, 120 kilometres in a big loop out and back from Fort Bayard. Tyler Stites of Project Echelon won the reduced bunch sprint there, while Ryan Primo of Yolo, who was 6th over the line, takes over the GC lead. In the women's version, yesterday saw Christabel Dober-Hycock of EF take the win over a shortened version of the Silver City to the top of Mogollon profile, while today they race the same loop and distance as the men from Fort Bayard. Lauren de Crescenzo of Cinch Rise won that solo. She went clear inside 8 kilometres in and won by over 5 minutes. That obviously lifts her to the GC lead. She has a gap of 2 minutes 32. It's time trial day tomorrow, 26 kilometres out and back from Tyrone for both the men and the women. There's a small rise halfway along the course. Going out, it's 4K long at 3.5%. Coming back, it's just 2K long at 5%. To European stage race action now, and the Tour of Hellas is on its second day. Yesterday, on the island of Crete, Aaron Gate of Blackspoke won solo by almost 2 minutes to claim the day's jerseys. There was an amusing moment as the bunch came home behind him as Eduard Prades of Caja Rural celebrated what he thought was a win, punching the air over the line at precisely the same moment his saddle came loose, and his match with gravity went 1-0 to physics over Prades. Today, for stage two, they moved to the mainland and to the Greek capital of Athens, which saw a bunch finish being led home by Matteo Moschetti in his second win of the year for Trek Segafredo. They are the only World Tour team on the start list. It was an all-Italian podium as Andrea Peron of Novo Nordisk and Filippo Tagliani of Drone Hopper were second and third respectively. It's the halfway point of the race tomorrow, going from Delphi to Karditsa. There's a Cat 2 climb at 31k and at 110k in, but there's no real challenges in the final 60k of the parkour, so likely a thunderous bunch sprint finish, a bit like today. To Romandie then, it's stage 2 and day 3 of the Tour de Romandie. Here's our French correspondent, Mathieu.
Hello everyone and welcome to Tour de Romandie stage 2 recap. Today's stage takes place around the town of Echallens, or Echallens, sorry about that, dear Swiss listeners, for 168 hilly kilometers. The only flat finish of the Tour de Romandie, the only opportunity for fast men to shine, the main favorite being UAE rider Fernando Gaviria. Will it be his day? Race leader is still Rohan Dennis, the Australian from Jumbo-Visma, Felix Rochartner from Bora-Hansgrohe is second, and Mauro Schmidt, the young Swiss rider from Quickstep, is now third after Geraint Thomas got a 20-second penalty for illegal feeding after yesterday's stage. Ineos sits at the 24th place, a tough blow for Ineos' team. Unfortunately, Rigoberto Urán from EF Education did not start today's stage. He was involved in yesterday's crash and sustained a shoulder injury. Matthew Holmes and Kevin Cleonie were also DNS today. Four men were part of today's breakaway: Tom Skuyens, the Latvian from Trek Segafredo, Baptiste Blancard from Intermarché Wanty-Gobert, Diego Lopez, Spanish rider from Equipo Kernpharma, and Swiss rider Nils Brun from Switzerland national team. Their gap was never over 3 minutes, and the peloton was controlled by Jumbo-Visma, the leader's team, Rohan Dennis. With 37 kilometers to go, the front group was split, with Tom Skuyens and Nils Brun dropping their companions. They were eventually caught under the 20 km banner. Ineos then decided to pace hard at the front of the peloton, trying to drop the best sprinters. Riders were dropped, but favorites of the day such as Gaviria, Nicky Arndt, John Aberasturi, or even Quinten Hermans were still hanging on. Under the Flamme Rouge, Magnus Sheffield took over domestic duties for Ethan Ayter, while most sprinters were already on their own. After a strong lead out from the young American, Ethan Ayter held off Gaviria and Aberasturi to win this stage in Echallens. The Colombian from UAE and the Spanish rider from Trek Segafredo respectively ended second and third. A surprising Alexander Vlasov also sprinted and took fourth place. Ayter wins his second stage of this year's Tour de Romandie. Teamwork makes the dream work. Another strong showing from Ineos, concluded in style by the young Brit. He celebrated by shushing everyone who doubted his positioning after his crash on yesterday's stage, where he finished dead last. No major changes after today's stage. Rohan Dennis is still the race leader, with a 14-second gap over Groschartner and 18 seconds over young Swiss Mauro Schmidt. After his second win, Ethan Ayter is the new points classification leader, while Thomas Champion remains leader of the King of the Mountain classification. Mauro Schmidt still tops the young rider classification. See you tomorrow for another hilly stage around the town of Valbois. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Matthew. You can find him on Twitter at @cyclingwhatifs. Looking ahead to tomorrow, the 14th edition of Cerretiziet Festival Elsie Jacobs begins in Sessange in southwestern Luxembourg. A 2.2k prologue gets us underway before there's two Kermesse star stages over the weekend. It's a women's pro series race, so big names in attendance: Demi Vollering, Marta Bastianelli, Silvia Pertico, Lisa Klein, Chiara Consonni, and Sofia Bertizzolo, to name but a few. Also beginning tomorrow is the 0.1 ranked Vuelta Asturias, three stages across northwestern Spain, Simon Yates and Pierre Latour among the favourites for the GC win. We'll be back tomorrow with all the day's news. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to QuickLink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at QuickLink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless ready full carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.